This is the Indiana Soccer Network Around the State Daily Update. Here's your host, Dustin Fuller.
Good Friday and welcome to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. It is Friday, August 20th, 2026. A very busy night on the pitch for both high school and college soccer. We're going to start off with high school girls soccer.
High school girls.
Gibson Southern girls soccer put together a dominant performance at the Fort, rolling past Boonville 8-0. Macy Stevens led the offensive attack for the Titans, recording a hat trick with three goals in the win. Kendall Edwards also added a pair of goals in the victory for Gibson Southern. Bar Reeve down North Knox in Blue Chip Conference action 8-1. Ella and Delaney Miller both had big games with Vikings. Ella scored four goals in the matchup while Delaney added a pair in the win in this Blue Chip Conference battle. Fort Wayne Bishop Lures holds off Fort Wayne Canterbury in a close one. 1-0 the final. Lone goal in the contest came from 2-0 Bishop Lures off the foot of Kennedy Chapin. Canterbury slips to 0-3 with the loss. Ava Merkel scored the lone goal in the matchup in Lawrenceburg as Lawrenceburg defeats East Central 1-0 in a battle of Dearborn County Schools. Tigers now 2-0 on the season, while East Central suffers their first loss of the season. Time now to take a look at the full slate of girls high school soccer action from around the state that we have. It was Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian over South Adams 1-0. Muncie Central falling to Wapahani. Wapahani 5, Muncie Central 2. Indianapolis Cecina Memorial holds off Heron 2-1. Evansville Harrison picks up the win over Mount Vernon 5-1. West Noble downs Wawasee 9-4. South Knox drops Princeton 7-1. It was Heritage Hills over Henderson County, Kentucky 2-0. Argus and Plymouth play to a 2-2 draw. Richmond holds off Connersville by a final of 3-2. Ileana Christian blanks Wheeler 3-0. It was Western over Logansport 8-0. Evansville Day School picks up a win over Apollo of Kentucky 3-1 out of Owensboro. Southmont blanks Western Boone 5-0. Fort Wayne Snyder drops Fort Wayne Wayne 8-0. It was Fort Wayne Southside all over New Haven 5-0. The Mustangs out in force, dropping the Cardinals of Bloomfield. It was Edgewood 9, Bloomfield nothing. Fort Wayne Bishop Lures, as mentioned earlier, over Fort Wayne Canterbury 1-0. Franklin County blanks Rising Sun by a final of 3-0. Rising Sun slips to 0-3 with the defeat. Benton Central all over Crawfordsville 7-0. It was Trinity Academy over New Prairie 9-0. Concord defeats Mishawaka 7-1. Corydon Central over Scottsburg, a clean sheet 5-0. Crystal House all over Shortridge, holding off Shortridge 6-4. Wabash over Tippecanoe Valley 3-1. Danville defeats Bethesda Christian 4-1. It was Delta holding off Eastbrook 3-2 in a close matchup. Arsenal Tech shuts out Cardinal Ritter 6-0. East Noble over Lakeland 4-1. Triton Central holds off Southport 3-2. Charlestown and Jennings County play to a 2-2 draw. Jasper drops New Albany 10-2. It was Sheridan over Frankfort 10-0. Glenn over Marquette Catholic 9-3. Jay County shuts out Heritage 2-0. Elkhart and Bremen play to a 1-1 draw. Seymour Columbus North in action It was Columbus North, the Bulldogs, taking care of the Owls of Seymour 7-0. DeKalb shuts out Angola 3-0. Northwood and Columbia City in action. It was Northwood shutting out Columbia City 1-0. Harrison of West Lafayette defeats Lowell 8-0. Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran all over Fort Wayne Northside 10-1. LaPelle and Hamilton Heights play to a 1-1 draw. Lafayette Jefferson blanks Lafayette Central Catholic 2-0. A big matchup down south. South Spencer holds off Northeast Dubois 1-0. And Victory Christian Academy falling to Highland. Highland 7, Victory Christian Academy 4. Time now to take a look at boys high school soccer action.
High school boys.
Jasper pulled off a major road upset in the SIAC in boys soccer, taking down Evansville Memorial PKs. Two conference foes battled to a 2-2 draw in regulation. Damon Havel and James Booger scored the goals for Memorial, while Diego Ramos and Connor Clern scored Jasper's two regulation goals. Match went to penalty kicks, with Jasper outscoring Memorial and PKs 5-3. Carter Bloom, which happens to be the grandson of my second grade teacher, Kathy Bloom at the time, back in the day, stepped in and put on the delivery of the winning PK for Jasper. It's a huge win for the Wildcats on the road in an early SIAC showdown. Avon boys soccer continued its perfect start to the season Thursday, rolling past Heron 5-1. Orioles spread the scoring around with five different players finding the back of the net. For Avon, it was Ismael Munoz Macias, Hinos Kidane, Isaiah Lanning, Arif Sherfsadine, and Emerson Barrera finding the back of the net for Avon in the win. With victory, Avon improves to 3-0 on the season. Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran picks up a shutout win, defeating Fort Wayne Northside, make that 2-0. Parker Knobloch and Preston Mackey put in the goals for the Cadets. West Noble turned in a dominant performance, blanking Eastside 9-0 in boys soccer action. Leo Lopez powered the West Noble attack with a huge night, scoring a hat trick and having three assists. Christian Hernandez added a pair of goals in the win. Luis Campos, Angel Cantillo, Emmanuel Gutierrez, and Marco Macias each found the back of the net as well for West Noble. Whiteland picked up a hard-fought 1-0 win over Plainfield in boys soccer action. After a scoreless first half, Joe Tang delivered the difference maker for the Warriors, finding the back of the net in the second half for the match's only goal. DeMont Christian earned a hard-fought 1-0 victory over Counts in boys soccer. Nate Rotier provided the match's only offense, finding the back of the net in the first half, giving DeMont Christian the advantage. Faith Christian's offense firing on all cylinders, an 8-2 victory over Covington in boys soccer action. Max Smitley led the Eagles attack with a hat-trick, scoring three goals in the win. Grant Callen added a pair of goals to help Faith Christian pull away, while Dawson Umel did not score a goal per se, but had a big part, dishing out four assists. Southridge came away with a 1-0 victory over Heritage Hills in a tightly contested PAC boys soccer matchup. Micah Pfaff provided the lone goal for the Raiders as Southridge picks up the win over Heritage Hills. Checking out other boys soccer action that took place on a very busy Thursday night on the pitch. It was Covenant Christian over University 5-1. Muncie Central over Wapahani 9-0. DeMont Christian over Counts 1-0. Indianapolis Lutheran drops Knightstown 12-1. Faith Christian, as mentioned, over Covington earlier 8-2. Ileana Christian over Kankakee Valley 2-0. It was Lafayette Jefferson over Indianapolis Christmas Addicts 2-1. Manchester all over Peru 9-0. Garrett falls to Lakeland. It was Lakeland 3, Garrett 1. Frankfurt over Western Boone 8-1. Park Tudor over International 4-0. Tippecanoe Valley defeats Central Noble 3-1. Lighthouse Christian over Bloomfield by a final of 8-0. Evansville Wrights downs Evansville Day 11-4. Shelbyville blanks Monrovia 10-0. It was Bedford North Lawrence in an all Lawrence County matchup over Mitchell 5-0. Lafayette Central Catholic doubles up North Montgomery 4-2. Hauser blanks Brown County 2-0. Big win for the Jets there. Greensburg defeats South Dearborn 2-0. It was Tipton all over Carroll 7-0. That is Carroll of Flora. Indianapolis Casino Memorial over Purdue Broad Ripple 10-1. Purdue Pauley Inglewood over Horizon Christian. Actually, check that. They played to a 3-3 draw. Indianapolis Bishop Chatard shuts out Providence Crousto Ray by a final of 4-0. Crawfordsville shuts out Cascade 3-0. It was Delta over Centerville 6-2. Glenn over Mishawaka 4-1. Speedway shuts out Beech Grove 6-0. Fort Wayne Bishop Lures defeats Fort Wayne Canterbury 4-3. Fort Wayne Concordia and Lutheran over Fort Wayne Northside. That final was 2-0. Evansville North and Bloomington South play to a 0-0 draw. A 1-0 win for DeKalb over Lakewood Park Christian. Bethany Christian shuts out Northwood 2-0. It's West Noble over Eastside 9-0. Heritage over New Haven 6-2. Hamilton Southeastern defeats the Marauders of Mount Vernon Fortville 2-0. Lawrence Central and Pendleton Heights play to a 1-1 draw. Southwestern of Shelby over Morristown 4-1. Guerin Catholic over Heritage Christian 2-0. Pike falls to Westfield. It's Westfield 1 and Pike 0. Mooresville over Martinsville 2-0. Warsaw over South Bend St. Joseph 1-0. Hanover Central 1-0 win over Griffith. Danville and Harrison of West Lafayette played to a 1-1 draw. Indianapolis Cardinal Ritter shuts out Brebeuf Jesuit 1-0. Northwestern and Kokomo play to a 1-1 draw. It was a 1-0 win for Yorktown over New Palestine. LaVille blanks Westville 5-0. Homestead over Fort Wayne Northrop 3-1. Westview over Angola 9-0. Triton Central over Indian Creek 5-0. Rising Sun over Franklin County 5-0. Franklin Community blanks Bloomington North 1-0. Avon over Heron 5-1, as mentioned earlier. Center Grove and Lawrence North play to a 0-0 draw. Carmel and Ben Davis play to a 1-1 draw. Hamilton Heights falls to West Lafayette. It was West Lafayette 7, Hamilton Heights 2. Crystal House defeats Indianapolis Shortridge 4-3. Columbia City over Eastbrook by a final of 5-2. Floyd Central Charlestown play to a 0-0 draw. Fort Wayne Wayne over Fort Wayne Snyder 2-0. St. Xavier of Louisville over New Albany 5-1. It was Greenwood over Tri-West Hendricks 3-0. Leo and Fort Wayne Bishop Dwenger play to a 2-2 draw. Princeton and South Knox play to a 1-1 draw. And Whiteland defeats Plainfield 1-0. That is a look at the boys soccer action that took place on Thursday. Let's go ahead and preview both boys and girls soccer action for this Friday. Not very much on the docket today. Starting off with girls high school soccer on the schedule. Southwestern takes on Austin. DeMont Christian is at Counts. Lake Central at South Bend Adams. Hamilton Southeastern is scheduled to take on Mishawaka Marion. Chesterton is at Goshen. South Bend St. Joseph at Belmont. Valparaiso at Penn. Homestead visits Crown Point. Evansville Memorial is at Northridge. And Munster travels to Carroll. Now to the boys' soccer side. There's a few games there as well. It is Cross Point Christian Academy at Mooresville Christian, Washington Township at Morgan Township, Shoals at Vincennes Rebay, Boonville at Pike Central, Evansville Bossy at Evansville Day, St. Thomas More Academy at Heritage Christian. The Indy Warriors FC Homeschool takes on Tabernacle Christian. Indiana Christian Academy visits Suburban Christian. Evansville Christian at Bar Reeve. It's Center Grove playing host to Columbus North. And Anderson Prep Academy on the road at Southwestern of Shelby. As that's been a look at the high school action from last night and a preview of tonight, we'll take a look at the college side of things here in just a few moments on the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Recap. Are you looking for a career where every day is different? Ilan Media is looking for an outgoing, motivated marketing representative to help local businesses grow through radio, digital marketing, social media, podcasts, and more. If you enjoy meeting with people, building relationships, and making a difference in your community, we want to hear from you. Email me, dustin.fuller@myilanmedia.com. If you've got sales or marketing experience, that's a plus, but we're willing to train you as well. Ilan Media and Entertainment is an equal opportunity employer. Welcome back to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. As we continue on, time now for college soccer. We're going to start off with college men's.
College men.
One of the biggest matchups in the state, an all-Indiana showdown in Bloomington, where it was number 22 Indiana, opening the season with a 3-1 victory over Notre Dame. Hoosiers overcame significant adversity, finishing the matchup down two players after a pair of red cards. FAU transfer Oliver Mollier-Jensen was a standout in his Indiana debut as the Hoosiers moved to 1-0 on the campaign. Notre Dame drops to 0-1. Butler men's soccer opened the 2026 season, a 2-0 loss to Northern Illinois. Bulldogs were able to generate some opportunities, put four shots on goal, but couldn't find the back of the net. Northern Illinois, meanwhile, made the most of its chances as the Huskies recorded just two shots on goal in the entire match, and both found the back of the net. Loss drops Butler to 0-1 on the season. IU Indy gave Louisville a battle on the road at Louisville before falling 2-1 in their season opener. Match was the first for new Jaguars head coach Keegan Boom. IU Indy's goal came from Jose Antonio Herrera, but Louisville held on to send the Jaguars to 0-1 on the season. Southern Indiana opened with a scoreless draw on the road at Milwaukee as the Screaming Eagles were under pressure at all times, but the defense held firm to secure the result. Milwaukee goalkeeper Philippe Dostnak had five saves, while USI put five attempts on targets but could not find the winner. Both clubs now 0-0-1. In NAIA action, number 22 Grace College men's soccer opened up its appearance at the Rio Grande Showcase in impressive fashion, knocking off Northwestern Ohio 3-0. Lancers received goals from Eric Baveri, as well as Vecco Tavares and Noah Ballard, as Grace controlled the scoreboard and came away with a clean sheet win over the Racers. Grace's defense, equally impressive, keeping Uno off of the board throughout the contest, while the Lancers' attack produced three different goal scorers. Victory provides an early boost for Grace, who enters the season ranked number 22 in the NAIA National Poll. Lancers will have a quick turnaround at the Rio Grande Showcase as they return to action tomorrow, taking on St. Xavier. Indiana Tech picked up a major early season result in Mishawaka, knocking off number 13 Bethel 2-0. For a Warriors program beginning a new era under new head coach Jack Rose, taking down a nationally ranked in-state opponent is always a great way to start, as Indiana Tech Athletics site confirmed the 2-0 win over the Pilots on Thursday. Taylor produced the most explosive offensive performance among Indiana men's soccer teams found, as the Trojans overwhelmed Defiance by a final of 6-0, giving a new-look Taylor squad a 1-0 start. It was Taylor's largest season-opening victory in recent years, and immediately gives the Trojans some momentum heading into their non-conference schedule. Coming up tonight in men's soccer, only one matchup to talk about. St. Mary of the Woods, the Pomeroys, open their season, taking on the Maple Leafs of Goshen. Kickoff scheduled for 3 this afternoon in McMahon Field. And for St. Mary of the Woods, it's the beginning of a new season with a new opportunity to make an immediate statement against a fellow Indiana program. Pomeroys will be tested by a Goshen program out of the always competitive Crossroads League. For Goshen, Friday's matchup is another early season opportunity for the Maple Leafs return home Monday to face Cleary. Get Goshen at St. Mary of the Woods up in West Terre Haute. That is a 3 o'clock kickoff at McMahon Field if you have time to go watch that. Moving on to women's college soccer. Indiana State absolutely exploded offensively, rolling past St. Mary of the Woods 12-0 at Memorial Stadium. Addison Warner recorded the hat trick, leading the Sycamores with 3 goals while taking 11 shots, 6 of them on goal. Emily Lopez was one of the biggest creators as well. She had 4 assists, as Indiana State's defense was also dominant, allowing the Pomeroys only 2 shots on goal while recording the clean sheet. The victory moved the Sycamores to 2-1 on the season. Indiana State returns home on Saturday against Chicago State. Purdue continued its impressive start with a 7-0 rout of Chicago State at Polk Field in West Lafayette. Boilermakers have scored 7 goals in each of the last 2 games, as Purdue also defeated Purdue Fort Wayne 7-1 on Sunday. Purdue has another convincing early win out of the victory last night as they prepare for Eastern Illinois on Sunday. 2 Indiana programs battled to a draw at the Selleck Bowl in Indianapolis. After a scoreless opening half, Mary Jane Keller scored her first collegiate goal for Ball State in the 47th minute, striking from the outside box for the Cardinals, putting them ahead 1-0, but Butler found the equalizer late as Chloe Brecht scored in the 81st minute to even the matchup at 1, as Butler is now 0-1-1 on the season, with Ball State moving to 1-0-1 after the match. Evansville earned its first victory of the season with a 2-0 shutout of Southeastern Illinois in a game that was delayed by about a half hour at Arad McCutchen Stadium due to weather. Purple Acers entered the matchup with a 1-1 draw against Purdue and followed that performance with a clean sheet against the Redhawks. Valpo's home opener could not have gone much better, as the Beacons scored twice in the opening 13 minutes and never looked back, cruising past Western Illinois 4-0 at Brownfield. A major bounce-back performance after Valpo was shut out by Eastern Illinois to open the season. Southern Illinois played considerably better than the final score might suggest, but they suffered a heartbreaking 2-1 loss to the Ducks of Akron at home. After a scoreless first half, Akron's Grace Shondell scored in the 66th minute. USI answered almost immediately, tying in the 68th minute, but Akron found the deciding goal. Screaming Eagles outshot Akron 18-9 and held a 10-6 advantage on shots on goal, but could not turn that into the result they were looking for. On the NAIA side, Indiana Wesleyan opened up the 2026 campaign in impressive fashion Thursday, as the Wildcats picked up a 3-0 win over Northwestern of Ohio. Wildcats struck first in the 30th minute with a goal from Carly Grosser. Then, just before halftime, Sydney Crouch added the goal to make it 2-0. That was in the 42nd minute. The third goal came 77th minute of action off the foot of Caitlin Vander Ark, as the Wildcats won 3-0. Indiana Wesleyan's defense did the rest of the work, keeping Juno off of the board and secured a clean sheet. With the win, Indiana Wesleyan 1-0 on the season. Wildcats back in action tomorrow when they host St. Francis of Illinois. Bethel Pilots suffered a 2-0 setback at the University of St. Francis, as St. Francis controlled much of the offensive pressure, outshooting Bethel 17-7. Despite the advantage, shots on goal were nearly even, as St. Francis held an 8-7 edge on that. Pilots were not able to turn any of their seven shots on the goal into a goal, as St. Francis kept a clean sheet to secure the win. Bethel will bounce back Saturday. They look to when the Pilots travel to IU South Bend. Kickoff set for 6. Marion looked every bit of one of the nation's top NAIA teams. In their regular season openers, the number 5 Knights hammered St. Francis 7-0 in Indianapolis. Marion wasted little time establishing control, producing 7 attack shots towards the St. Francis net, and in the opening 15 minutes, they scored 3 times in that span. The Knights now 1-0 on the season. They host St. Ambrose on Saturday. One of the best individual performances of the night belonged to Huntington's Sophie Shepherd, who produced a hat-trick to lead the Foresters of Huntington in a thrilling opening season win as they defeated Brescia 3-2 in a game played at Deaconess Sports Park in Evansville. Shepherd accounted for all 3 Forester goals. Pretty good day to start the season for Sophie Shepherd. IU Kokomo opened their season on the road at St. Louis, fell to Harris Stowe by a final of 4-2. IU Kokomo now 0-1 on the campaign. Cougars remain in Missouri. They faced Michigan University in Springfield on Saturday. Taking a look at women's college soccer action tonight. First off, as we head to preview this evening's action, we begin in Bloomington, where it is Bellarmine in Indiana. Kickoff set for 8 p.m. at Bill Armstrong Stadium. Hoosiers are off to a perfect 2-0 start. Indiana opened the year with a 2-1 victory over Hampton before taking care of Youngstown State 3-1 on Sunday. And the Hoosiers were dominant in that Youngstown State victory as well. Indiana did not allow a single shot on goal in the first half and surrendered only 1 shot the entire match. Offensively, Maggie Ledworth and Bella Haggerty are tied for the team lead with 4 points. Ledworth had a goal and an assist against Youngstown State, while Haggerty had already scored twice this season. Bellarmine comes into Bloomington looking to spoil that perfect start as the Knights drop their season opener 1-0 against Lindenwood. So they'll be looking for their first win of the season against a Big Ten opponent. And for the Hoosiers, a win means perfect 3-0 start before hitting the road next week. Bellarmine at Indiana scheduled for 8 this evening at Bill Armstrong Stadium. You can catch that on Big Ten Plus. Heading on over to the NAIA, just a few matchups there this evening. As Indiana University East visits Cleary at 7 o'clock, expectations are high in Richmond, where the Red Wolves are picked 3rd in the River States Conference preseason coaches poll. After finishing last season with an 11-6-3 record, Friday is another early season test before conference play arrives as IU East and Cleary set to start at 7 this evening. IU Northwest is at Rochester Christian. That's a 7 Eastern tilt. It's the season opener for both schools. At Goshen, Maple Leafs visit Lawrence Tech at 7, an early non-conference battle between the Crossroads League and the Wolverine Hoosier Athletic Conference. As that is a preview of the women's college soccer side for this evening. That has been your daily recap for this Friday, August the 21st, 2026. I'm Dustin Fuller saying thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll recap the action from tonight and preview tomorrow's action. A very busy day on the pitch tomorrow. More about that in the morning. This is the Indiana Soccer Network.
Join us Monday through Saturday for daily updates on what's going on throughout the state of Indiana on the pitch. This is Indiana Soccer Network.